Hello, I'm Jo Christie of Stir Up Media, and today I'm talking to you about post ideas to get your blog started. So, since starting my new adventures with Stir Up Media, I've been helping other businesses and individuals to get their heads around blogging or social media. But there's been one common question in most conversations I've had, and that's, how do I get started with a blog? This question pops up a lot. And with most websites allowing for a blog to be added to your website, there seems to be a real concern as to how to actually get started with a blog. I think I take this for granted. The people I talk to seem to be worried that nobody will want to hear what they have to say, or they don't know where to start with topics to share through their blogs. What's with this defeatist attitude? I often find myself asking them in return. But then I take myself back to when I first started blogging. I did it because I felt that was the done thing with a pop-up supper club. That's how I started. And I would post my first, second, third blog post and have no idea who was reading or who I was talking to. So I can really put myself back in these people's shoes. It is tricky to get your head around actually. You know, what do people want to hear? My first piece of advice would be that you are the expert in your field or niche. People want to hear about your experiences, your adventures, your lessons learnt, and more information about your brand and the passion behind it. They want to hear about you and your passions. They don't want to be given the hard sell, so don't use a blog as a platform to scream about your latest offers or discounts every single day of the week. Instead, share content, share your knowledge, and your readers will soon want more from you. My advice would be to first of all, make yourself a cup of tea. The world is perfect when you have a cuppa in your hand. Sit down with a good old-fashioned pen and paper and give yourself just 15 minutes to brainstorm, no longer initially. Write out all the topics that your customers or readers would want to hear more on, no matter what they might be. Jot every idea down as it comes into your mind. And then you've got a starting point to get creating some content. So go on, try it now. Make a pot of tea or brew a cuppa. And literally clear your mind. You might just be onto something. Press pause on here now. Give yourself 15 minutes and then press play. And that was easier than you thought, wasn't it? I hope so. Please say you did it. Don't pretend you did. And if you haven't done it, pause now and go and do this exercise. Why is this task easier than you think it might be? Because you are the expert in your field. You know what you're talking about, and you're ready to jot down your thoughts and share them online. Perhaps you could do this. You could go on to something like Audioboo, or you could podcast. If you feel comfier talking through a microphone than writing it down, then do this. This is what your blog and all these apps are there for. So use them. Don't be scared of them. So share your content. Content sharing, however you want to package it. You may follow and read a lot of blogs yourself. I most certainly do. I'm an addict when it comes to blogs. I'm subscribed to a site called Blog Lovin'. That's without a G on the end. That pops up all my favourite bloggers into a daily email, so I don't have to go onto individual blogs to see if everyone's blogged that day. It sends an alert through my inbox and it tells me every blogger I follow who's blogged the day before. So it's all in one place. It's brilliant. Now, I treat myself to half an hour most evenings on the sofa. I curl up, I click onto all of the blog posts that take my interest from that email. I then share my favourite weekly blog post on my Monday morning blog series, so go and check it out, to shout about my favourite bloggers, their passions, their talents, anything that inspires me. This is a perfect way to share content and allow you to post an interesting post on your own blog at the same time. It's not all me, 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 and your readers may find one or two of your shared articles useful themselves. So this is well worth trying as just one idea. And it also supports your fellow bloggers whilst you're at it. Share your expertise. You might be a domestic cleaning service, so your readers might want to know how to keep your kitchen floor sparkling clean using natural products. Or you could be a professional photographer. You could share your top tips on how to make the perfect food photography or how to avoid disappointing wedding photos on your big day. Simply just doing our job means that we sometimes do take for granted the level of knowledge we have about our specialised subjects. Never underestimate this. Realise that there are people out there that want to learn from you. So share this knowledge. Giving your readers the correct advice is the perfect way to show off your knowledge and prove that you know your stuff over your competitors. And collaborate. Interviews, collaborative projects, they're another great way to create content for your blog. You could interview somebody that inspires you, as long as it complements your own blog or business. I regularly feature a blog series titled Freelancer Friday, where I ask questions to business owners and freelancers who inspire me personally about how they manage their working life. I'm such a nosy person by character, by nature. I love to find out where people work from, how they design their products and their services, what inspires them and so on. And it's a great way to create new content and learn from the professionals around me. So it works selfishly for me as a blogger as well. Who could you collaborate with? Consider talking to other professionals within your niche. Get creative. Blogs don't have to be hard work. They should be fun. Share your knowledge, but be true to your brand. So I hope this has inspired you to start blogging. And if so, let me know. I'd love to link them. So drop me a line at hello@stirupmedia.com or tweet me at @stirupmedia or visit stirupmedia.com. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.